Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, if you thought about upgrading your backyard, you should consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas, combining the benefits of a hot tub and a pool. Now, your kids are going to have fun all year long with a spacious swimming area on one end, hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. It's proudly made in America with installation in under a day. Just use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. When you go to masterspas.com, you can get up to $1,000 off. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
There is no, again, no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns.
You just called it a balloon. You misspoke there.
I'm sorry. It's not a, yes, I'm sorry. You guys have...
You can't say it's a balloon either.
You guys have me with a balloon on the brain right now.
Right.
We've faced issues from container shipping to airline cancellations. Mm-hmm. Now we got balloons.
That's right.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Well, Don Lemon is under fire by both the left and the right today, commenting about Nikki Haley. Now, I have no idea how old Nikki Haley is. I always figured she might be in her 40s, maybe early 50s. I looked it up, and she's 51 years old. She's a young, you know, she's had a great career. And she announced she's running for president. And Don Lemon gets in trouble saying, well, she's not in her prime, and tries to blame it on Google. It sounds so stupid. Listen.
This whole talk about age makes me uncomfortable. I think it's the wrong road to go down. She says people, you know, politicians or something are not in their prime. Nikki Haley isn't in her prime. Sorry. When a woman is considered to be in her prime in her 20s and 30s and maybe 40s.
What are you
That's not according to me.
Prime for what?
It depends. I mean, it's just like prime. If you look it up, it'll say, if you Google when is a woman in her prime, it'll say 20s, 30s, and 40s. I don't necessarily.
40s. Oh, I got another.
I'm not saying
decade.
I agree with that. So I think she has to be careful about saying that, you know, politicians aren't in their prime.
We need to qualify. Are you talking about prime for like childbearing? Or are you talking
don't shoot
about
the message.
Prime
I'm just
for
saying
president.
What the facts are. Google it, everybody at home. When is a woman in her prime? It says 20s, 30s, and 40s. And I'm just saying Nikki Haley should be careful about saying that politicians are not in their prime, and they need to be in their prime when they serve, because she wouldn't be in her prime according to
Google,
you know, Google or whatever it is.
All right, so clearly to me it's a reference that, well, people that want to run for president need a cognitive test if they're over 75, and she's trying to make this argument as she's running for president that generationally it's time for a new generation. Now, anyway, so this has now gotten a lot of negative feedback. I thought like one of his co-hosts, the one that says, oh, 40s. Oh my gosh. At least I have another decade. I thought that was actually a pretty funny line, But for Don Lemon to make these comments, anyway, the pushback has been really, really strong. Here to weigh in on this, Carol Roth, entrepreneur, author of the book, The War on Small Business, How the Government Used the Pandemic to Crush the Backbone of America. Our friend Joe Concha, author of the bestseller, Come On Man, also Fox News contributor, probably the best, not probably, the best media analyst in the country today. Welcome both of you. Carol, I'll start with you. What did you think of the exchange, and what do you think of the outcry over it?
Well, as a woman in my prime, I feel like I should be weighing in on this, Sean. I felt like Don Lemon is like the second coming of Andy Kaufman. Like, this couldn't actually be a real journalist. You have a president who is not only 80, but has no idea where he is. He goes to shake hands with the air. And Don Lemon decides that he's going to double down on the in your prime narrative. And then he knows so little about women that he goes to Google. He has to Google it. And he doesn't say, when are women in their prime to run for president, or if in a political sense, or when are their minds their sharpest. He Googles, when are women in their prime, and goes on his TV show to say that. I can't even believe that this is not performance art.
I'm a little surprised at the universal condemnation, Joe Concha, because if you're a liberal, you usually get a pass on everything. Now, the funny thing is, I'm not that offended by what people say. And I have consistently said I don't support boycotts. I don't support cancellations. I don't support firings. I never have. I never will. I guess this is going to be between Don Lemon and his co-hosts. I think an equally bad incident was the one we read about, where apparently he berated one of his co-hosts on air. And that became a big drama over a fake news CNN. And the bigger story that nobody knows except people like us, Joe, is that nobody watches that show.
Oh, when you say that, Sean, you're not exaggerating. I mean, it is the lowest rated show on the lowest rated cable news network. When it goes on the air at 6 a.m., they can't even draw 300,000 viewers. And just to put it into context, Fox and Friends on Fox News, for example, has well over a million viewers. So, and here's the thing. Chris Licht is the, I guess you can't call him the new president of CNN, but he's the guy who took over for Jeff Zucker. And when he did so, one of his first moves was to actually take Don Lemon, the lowest rated guy in cable news primetime, and he said, you know what? Let's give that guy another hour. Let's give him 3 hours in the morning. And if you talk to anybody over at CNN, they will tell you that there is no ego quite as large as Don Lemon's. So now what you did with him was you said, okay, we're going to give you 3 hours. We're going to put you with two co-hosts that you got to share the stage with, which he does not like very much. And now you see the result. You talked about Caitlin Collins before, who's a nice girl, who was a good White House correspondent, actually, for CNN. I give credit where credit is due. They put her on with him in the morning, and it simply is not going well because the chemistry is horrible. I would ask Don Lemon, do you think that Joe Biden is past his prime? Because you certainly support Democrats. And I've never heard you criticize Joe Biden in terms of his age at age 80 before. And the bottom line is also that Don Lemon himself is 56 years old. So technically, he's past his prime, I guess, unless he was just talking about women, which is even worse. It's a sexist comment. And I'd be very shocked if CNN doesn't make a comment about this. Because as you said, it's not just Republicans going after CNN. This is Democrats, Republicans, independents, all condemning Don Lemon for this. So let the free market speak. If the viewers aren't watching this show and the chemistry is bad, CNN will have to make a change, I would think, at some point, because this just ain't working.
I mean, when you look at all the trial balloons that have been floated out there for CNN, we're going to look at a comedian in primetime like Jon Stewart or Bill Maher or Trevor Noah, who's the worst. Or, you know, that we're going to bring in Gayle King, or more recently, Charles Barkley. I'm like, what are they thinking over there? We're heading into a presidential election cycle. You would think you'd have somebody that has something and something that is a little different. You know, I'm the longest running primetime cable news host in the history of cable news. It's not because I've stayed stagnant all these years, Joe.
Well, precisely. And as you mentioned, if you're looking at Charles Barkley, look, Charles is an excellent analyst on TNT, but he can't carry a full show doing other things as a host. It's one thing to be an analyst or a guest. It's another thing to be a host. Very few people can do both well. So Barkley, come on. And then Trevor Noah, as you said, he lost something like 80% of Jon Stewart's audience on Comedy Central. So he's not the guy who's going to bring your ratings if that is the goal. And you could just go down the list in terms of what Chris Licht is doing over at CNN. He's rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic in terms of, I'm going to put Don Lemon here and maybe I'll move this person there. And then he doesn't seem to have any plan beyond that in terms of bringing in somebody. Gayle King, are you kidding me? You say you want to go back to the middle? She vacationed with the Obamas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's that too, but I mean, her schedule is what? She's going to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to do a morning show on CBS. And then stay up late and do a 9 p.m. show or a 10 p.m. show and get back up and do that 5 days a week. I don't think that's going to happen. Carol, by the way, we have other comments made today, you know, but your president, Joey, you know, the same guy that called Robert KKK Byrd his mentor and the same guy that partnered with the former Klansman to stop the integration of schools because he didn't want public schools to become racial jungles. But anyway, he just referred to, and he's done this in the past, an African-American black man as a boy, universally acknowledged to be a racial slur. He seems to be able to get away with it. We had another incident yesterday where a Georgia Democrat, now being shredded for doing this, but State Senator Emanuel Jones comparing Justice Clarence Thomas calling him an Uncle Tom, and this guy is, you know, an elected official. It's pretty repulsive to me.
Yeah, no, it's completely repulsive. On the Joe Biden part, I mean, obviously, he's clearly in his prime, which is why he's using language like that. And he gets away with it because the reality is, even though he's been branded as this, you know, super nice grandpa guy, everybody knows his history, and he's been a jerk basically his entire history, and so, you know, that isn't surprising, but the Uncle Tom comment was just so grotesque. You know, as an individualist, I cannot stand the collectivist language to begin with. I don't like that people are judged based on their immutable characteristics versus their character and their action. But to turn it around, it's take somebody, you know, who's so well respected and, you know, and in such a prominent position and has done such a great job with it, and to reduce him, you know, to not only the color of his skin, but to be, you know, some sort of a race traitor is just absolutely despicable. And the fact that there hasn't been widespread condemnation of that is really, really a tragedy.
Quick break, more with Joe Konchak, Carol Roth on the other side. Then we'll get to your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. As we continue, more Don Lemon under fire. Women are not in their prime past 40. Okay, great comment. What a genius. We continue with Carol Roth and our friend Joe Concha. Joe, let me just get back to you, and I think this is very, very critical here. If you're a liberal, you kind of get away with these things. But if it's a conservative that makes a mistake, wants to apologize, you know, revise their remarks, extend their remarks, put context into their remarks, it still doesn't matter because the left still goes forward full force, cancel, cancel, cancel. That's not going to happen here. Because conservatives that I know don't play that game. I don't know any conservative in the business of wanting to get people canceled. Although we did find out yesterday that our State Department is literally giving money to an organization involved in trying to silence conservative voices. I'm sure you caught that story as well.
That's disturbing, right? That the government is now in the business of censoring people. And we've seen that, right? We saw it with the Hunter Biden laptop in terms of the FBI and DOJ working in collusion. There's that word, with Twitter executives over there, to make sure that story never saw the light of day. And so I guess it's not terribly surprising hearing about that story yesterday. But Joe Biden has exploited race his entire life, right? The guy said he got arrested in South Africa when he was a senator trying to see Nelson Mandela. That's amazing that a senator from the United States get arrested in a foreign country and no one heard about it. And then, of course, he had to say that that never happened. But there was a South Carolina primary coming up and he wanted to curry favor with voters. Or to even say that that Georgia voting law that passed, this Jim Crow 2.0, and that blacks wouldn't be able to get to the polls. And then what do we see? We see voting records being set in that state because actually the law makes it easier for people to vote. So time and again, he exploits race as if he's the second coming of Martin Luther King, and he's not. He uses it for his own political expediency, and if he runs again for president, as sure as you were born, he will do it again and again, Sean.
You know, age, for example, I've said this about Bernie Sanders. I've obviously been out front in saying that I believe Joe Biden is frail and weak and a cognitive mess. I think I've been proven right. When I first started saying it, it was controversial to many people, and they couldn't believe I was actually going there and saying that. And meanwhile, I felt I was just stating the obvious. But you look at somebody like Bernie Sanders, older than Joe Biden. Carol, I think he's sharp as a tack. Same thing with Donald Trump. I think he's on his A game every time I've ever talked to him. Even recently, he is on his A game and he is up to speed on everything. So it's not about age, is it? It's about whether or not somebody is mentally equipped, mentally, intellectually strong enough, healthy enough for the job, because it's the hardest job in the world.
Absolutely. It really isn't about age. It's about competency. And I think that we have taken competency too far out of the equation, whether it's the president or whether it's Congress. When you think about the people who are running the biggest and best country in the entire world, the leading power in the world, the fact that we have people who don't have relevant expertise, it's a popularity contest. We're not going out and finding, here's the person who's got the budget expertise, let's put them in charge of the budget. Who's the security expert? Let's put them on the Security Council. It's all about popularity and who can raise money. And I think our country would be very well served to go back to having some standards of competency brought back into our election process and into our political process, because otherwise you end up with the Joe Bidens of the world who are running the United States of America.
All right, we appreciate your time, Joe Concha. Thank you. Carol Roth, thank you. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. We have a live Hannity audience show tonight. Hope you'll tune in for that. A really good show.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Exposing the Pelosi party's chaos and corruption all day, every day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. We're going to hit your phones, hit our phones with your calls in just a minute. 800-941-SEAN is our number. You know, look, my pillow products simply just work to help me fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer. These products are great. And Mike Lindell, when he invented the original My Pillow, believe it or not, that's 20 years ago. And it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. And it went viral. And now the country's sleeping better as a result. And now, 2 decades later, he's come out with My Pillow 2.0. Now it has this patented adjustable feel, the same one as the original My Pillow. However, 2.0 My Pillow has brand new exclusive fabric that is made with a temperature regulating thread. In other words, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and the coolest pillow that you're ever going to know. It has temperature regulating technology, 100% made in the USA. It comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee. And right now, if you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Sean Hannity Square, If you buy one MyPillow 2.0, you get the second one absolutely free. Or you can call 800-919-6090 and mention my name, and you'll get two for one there as well. That pill will arrive, and all the sleep you've been wanting and needing and craving and desiring and deserving, it's going to be yours. All right, let's get to our busy phones. Let's say hi to Paul is in Yonkers. He's in New York. What's up, Paul? How are you? Glad you called.
Thanks for being a patriot that you are, Sean. I really appreciate it. Just wanted to say I only have one thing that I kind of disagree with you about, and you say I don't believe in boycotts. And you know, I kind of follow that, but isn't that the only way that we could sometimes reach out to these big organizations such as Disney or different companies, is because I think the only thing that really matters to them is their pocket.
Let me tell you why I disagree, because you can impact them in other ways. Now, if I had the ability to force the entire country to listen to my radio show for 3 hours every day, I'd gladly do that. If I had that power, I don't. If I had the power to, you know, force everybody to watch my TV show, 9 to 10 Eastern, we have a great show tonight with an audience, I would have people do that too. Here's the beauty of freedom, though. The only way I am going to build an audience on radio and TV is to do the best show I can possibly do every single day, and hope that there are enough people out there that like it enough that will choose to tune into it. And that's called freedom. That's the free market. At no point does any liberal in America have to tune in and hear my conservative points of view. They don't have to. They have the freedom to choose to turn the dial. You know, years ago when, you know, Don Imus and Stern and all these guys were always under fire, you know, I never understood why people that would, they spend all this energy, all this time, all this effort. And it's happened to me in my career many, many times where people have tried to get me canceled and fired and boycotted, you know, left, right, sideways, and every other way but loose. And I'm just telling you, you don't have to listen to me. Now, I don't want people to tune out. I want people to stay. I want to have fun. I want to talk about the issues, give you perspective, news, information you're not going to get elsewhere. So, you know, the freedom aspect of this is profound to me. And if people generally in large numbers don't like a show, I can tell you right now, nobody's watching CNN's morning show. The only reason it got picked up because the press picked it up. And, you know, probably gave them more attention than they've had since they've been on the air, because, you know, they can't even crack like a 500,000 viewers on any given day. And that's a network that has been on for, what, decades? And nobody wants to watch that network.
Well, thank God for the voice you have, Sean, because I watch you at night, listen to you in the daytime.
Thank you.
At least, and I, what I do appreciate about you is you're very fair. You have on both sides frequently to hear different point of views, and I do appreciate that. I just wish so much sometimes that our media, I met a lady from Russia, and she was kind of all bent out of shape, and I said, "What's the matter?" She goes, she was kind of actually crying. She says, "Well, I voted for Donald Trump, and I can't believe I left Russia and escaped that communist country where the government controls the media, and everything is basically what they only reveal what they want you to know." And she goes, "I come to America saying I'm in the land of the free, the greatest country." I said, "It's still the greatest country in the world, but we do have our issues." She goes, "Yeah, but your media, most of it, not all," she said, "your media is basically like what I left from Russia." I said, "Well, thank God we have, you know, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, you know, so many great, you know, media people that help us and tell us the truth and reveal the other side." So thank you for that,
Sean. Well, no, thank you for giving me this microphone and that TV camera every night. You know, it's amazing, too, as part of this job, one of the things you have to learn to live with is being lied about often. And for me, I'm so used to it. They really can't penetrate at this particular point in time. And I just think that where we are as a country, we're at a very, very critical point. And I'm just, the more people that get engaged, that get involved, the more people that we get the message out to, that Republicans have got to revisit how they do elections, and now that the Democrats have mastered the art of ballot harvesting, we better follow suit based on the laws of individual states. And I think we have the better ideas. I think we, you know, we can see the difference. We had much more success under Donald Trump than we did under Joe Biden. You can see that Republican governors do infinitely better than Democratic governors. A lot of what we deal with is common sense. Secure your borders, energy independence, educate your kids. Don't give in to the teachers' unions. You need police. You need law and order and safety and security. You need a tough, kick-ass military because the world's a dangerous, evil place. You know, conservatism's not that hard. And the more people we can bring into, bring over to our side, the better it's going to be. But anyway, Paul, you made my day, my friend. God bless you. Glad you're out there. Thanks for sticking with us. We appreciate it. Mike is in Oklahoma. Mike, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for taking my call. We love what you do here in Oklahoma.
Thank you, my friend. What's going on?
Well, I just had a quick story about these objects that were following in our skies. My father retired from the military about 17 years ago. He's got a PhD in weapons of mass destruction. He was based in Cheyenne Mountain, and we went out to for his retirement ceremony, and I had the opportunity to tour probably one of the most secure places on Earth. And I distinctly remember during that tour, we got to go visit different rooms and different things that they were doing. But one of them, before we went in, of course, they declassified the room. And we went in and got to talk with the gentleman and ladies working in there. And, you know, they've got these war game type screens on these walls. And they track everything, I was told, down to the size of a basketball that's in space. And they do that a lot because, of course, security. But for satellites, you know, satellites are orbiting everywhere and they sell that information to satellite companies. And they said that, you know, they can track if a rocket takes off in North Korea, they know within seconds that this rocket is taking off. And they're just now saying that they knew this balloon took off, you know, 10 days ago or however long ago it was, as soon as it took off, which I believe that because they can track this stuff. And I don't understand, you know, they knew that this was coming and why something wasn't done sooner.
You know, look, to me, it's inexcusable. You know, listening to Biden today was that they were monitoring it from the minute it took off. We only got that word yesterday. You know, first we were told, well, we allowed it to fly into the airspace of Alaska, down the coast of Canada, into Idaho, across into Montana and our ICBM missile sites in Kansas and Missouri and Kentucky and the Carolinas. We let all that happen because we didn't want to shoot this down over civilian populations. And then we've got the three other objects, that they don't want to talk about and don't even identify to us. You know, I still have questions after Biden's idiotic, you know, statement that he made earlier today, you know, reading from a teleprompter. We're going to get to the bottom of this. I make no apologies taking down that balloon. All right. It's not just the balloon. We need to know what are the three objects you shot down and why you are telling us you don't think it's China. I mean, we're living in very, very strange times here. I think you're right. I think that if we don't have the ability to pick up that something is up hovering in the sky headed towards us, then we have deficiencies and vulnerabilities in our defenses that are breathtaking and staggering to me.
Well, Sean, this was nearly 20 years ago. We had these capabilities back then. There's no way that they don't know what is going on. Whenever I was in that room, they showed me, it looked like a rotary dial telephone almost, but it had buttons on the bottom of it. And the guy that was giving us a tour said, this button goes directly to the United States or to the president of the United States. This button goes to the vice president and this button goes to the speaker of the house. They know. I mean, there's no way that they don't know. This was nearly, like I said, nearly 20 years ago. We've got the capabilities. They're just not doing anything.
Yeah, well, I agree with you on that we have the capabilities. You know, they're still assessing the flying objects. Are you kidding me? And you did it for air safety. That's their excuse in not telling us about the other three. But you're right. We've had this ability now for many, many, many decades. And I'm not believing a single word by no evidence of a sudden increase in flying objects. Really? Well, then why has this never happened before? Sounds like there's an increase in flying objects. Anyway, appreciate the call, my friend. Bob is in Illinois. He also knows something about NORAD. What's going on?
Well, you know something? This is sort of a tie-in to the last hour of the show yesterday. Our bureaucratic institutions are just out of control. I mean, how do you trust any of them anymore? They lie. And, Sean, my real point in this call is that I don't think these three objects exist. I think they said that they existed so they can cover up from the mishap with the balloon itself, and they're saying they're not going to be able to find any of the debris. Now, why is that? I believe we're being lied to. The three don't exist. It's a farce. They did it to cover the president's
butt. Well, the only reason I might beg to differ a little is I'm not trusting Biden, but we have the cockpit conversation of the pilots that fired the Sidewinder at the one over Lake Huron, and that conversation was they saw something. They couldn't identify what they saw, but they saw something, and they just shot something, but they don't know what the something is.
But why are we led to not consider that? They can make that conversation up too. They can do anything they want to do. They're lying and lying and lying. They can't be trusted.
Well, I think Biden certainly threw his military down the stairs by saying, no, the military advised that I don't shoot it down over land, meaning the first balloon. I'm having a hard time buying that, too, because yesterday they were telling us, oh, we saw it when it first launched, meaning they were watching and observing this fly directly to Alaska. And when it was headed into Alaskan airspace, which is off the coast, that they didn't take that balloon out right then and there, knowing it was from China. Sorry, I'm not buying that excuse. I think we're being lied to at a very, very high sophisticated level. And, you know, but that's what I expect from Democrats.
Well, you know what? It's really frightening because, man, it's just out of control with the bureaucrats. It's terrible. But listen, Sean, keep up the great work. And they're saying most likely these objects are tied to private companies. That's what the president is currently talking about.
Okay. Well, if they shot something down that they don't know what they shot down. They're guessing.
Baloney. I say baloney.
I say baloney, too. I'm with you. Good call, Bob. Appreciate it, buddy. 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Quick break, right back to the phones. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, let's get back to our busy phones. Gary, how are you in Alabama? What part of Alabama are you from?
I'm in Mobile, down on the Gulf Coast.
I know the Orange Beach, the Floribama. I know the area well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to come down here and get you some good shrimp. You know, I hate to be sounding like a conspiracy theorist. I really do. But if you think about it, Sean, this is a pattern. Biden and them screwed the pooch on the Afghanistan withdrawal, got 13 soldiers killed. So to make themselves look good, they launch a drone strike, and then they start crowing about how they took out this terrorist, which come to find out, they messed that up too, but it made them look good. Now they let this balloon fly all the way across the continent. They finally shoot it down, and then they catch a lot of flack about it. Well, we shot three down now. They're doing this to make themselves look good. You know, I mean, that's all they're doing. It's ridiculous.
Listen, I think you're right. It's a complete and honest analysis. Nothing that they're saying to me sounds credible. I don't believe a word he's saying. I think this is all made up. And they're stepping all over themselves because they said one thing, then they contradicted it, and now they're saying another thing. And at the end of the day, we come out of today knowing what we knew at the start of the day, is they shot things out of the sky, but they had no idea what they were shooting at. And, you know, well, maybe this, maybe that, maybe a lot of things, but they don't know. That's the problem. And, you know, since when does our military spend $400,000 on a Sidewinder missile to fire an unknown object out of the sky? Doesn't make sense. Never happened before. And I don't think it'll happen again. Anyway, my friend, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Gary, thanks for being with us in Alabama.
You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.